not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Reflections is the name of the next DSC Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. We're making plans to roll out the red carpet for you and your family. We all need this. I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason, and I'll meet you in Dallas in February.
Hey, welcome back to the camp house here at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. Sure glad you're here today. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Forta Flora from Purina Veterinary Diets. Forta Flora is America's number one canine probiotic. All of our dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time, and Forta Flora fixes that. Come see me at KenderOutdoors.com. I'll save you $5 on your first order. Hey, Nebraska, you have no excuse not to go fishing or at least visit the park today. It's free fishing and park entry day in Nebraska. Typically, this happens in the spring, Memorial Day weekend. COVID has pushed it back to today, Saturday, September 12th. Anyone can visit a Nebraska state park or state recreation area or state historical park without the need of purchasing a park entry permit. It also allows you to fish in Nebraska today without a fishing permit. Go have fun. They're going to have a little fun down in Georgia, too. This is opening day of bow season. Last year in Georgia, nearly 80,000 archery hunters harvested just about 40,000 deer. You can use your bow throughout the entire state and the entire deer season in 2020-2021 in the state of Georgia. The state deer biologist is Charlie Kilmaster. He says, quote, deer are more predictable now than most of the rest of the deer season. It's a great time to go hunting. And the beat goes on. Background checks for firearm sales are not slowing down one bit. August National Instant Criminal Background Check System, the NICS, figures registered at nearly 1.7 million, setting a high for any August on record. The month's figures also put 2020's NICS totals at 13.8 million. That tops what was sold in 2019. With 4 months of sales remaining in the year. Americans are arming themselves, and hey, if you're looking for voters in November, we want our Second Amendment protected. Protected. Hey, this is great news, Minnesota. The weather this spring and summer was favorable for pheasants and enabled more hens to raise chicks. The spring snowstorms and heavy rain didn't come like it did last year, and that let those hens nest earlier and be more successful. The result? Pheasant numbers are booming in Minnesota compared to last year. Hunters, you can expect to see more birds when the season opens on Saturday, October 10. The annual roadside pheasant survey in Minnesota showed a 42% increase statewide, a 37% increase over the 10-year average, and an eyebrow-raising 146% increase in pheasants over last year in southwestern Minnesota. That ought to make my friend Tom Dockin happy up there. Tom, go get them. And I love this kind of research. It's very interesting to me. A 10-foot, 4-inch mature female tiger shark named Saria was tagged on the African coast in Mozambique in November of 2018. She was detected via satellite this spring in April, about 800 miles off the Indonesian coast. That's a transoceanic journey of more than 4,000 miles. Most tiger sharks stay relatively close to where they were tagged. Saria is a record breaker, 4,000 miles. How about old Caleb Rose? He's up on the bragging board at KenderOutdoors.com. He caught his biggest bass yet over the Labor Day weekend. Looks like a private stretch of water that he hasn't invited me to yet. Hey, Caleb, congratulations. That looks like maybe a 3-pounder or even better, largemouth bass. Want to remind you, too, that today is the day that that big fundraiser for professional angler Aaron Martins kicks off. Aaron is fighting brain cancer and sure could use your help. This is the event Mark Zona was talking about on the show last week. It's the A-Mart Benefit Tournament and Auction. It's all being held online today through the 20th. There's a $50 entry fee to enter the tournament. Total payout, nearly $40,000 in cash and prizes. and the field will be paid down to 177th place. You can fish from a bank or a boat, a dock, a boathouse, doesn't matter. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and get all the details and fish in this benefit tournament for Aaron Martins. Oh, by the way, a great auction that goes along with this. You could fish with Kevin Van Dam, Jacob Wheeler, Brian Thrift, Ott Defoe, Randy Howell, Todd Fairclough, Brent Chapman, Denny Brower, Matt Heron, Gerald Swindle, Jordan Lee, and the list goes on and on. You love your little dog, but he just won't settle down. He's an overbarker, an overjumper, tends to drive everybody crazy. Well, take a look at Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is gentle on your dog, and it works gently over time to settle the overactive dog. Folks are loving what Calming Care is doing for their overactive dogs. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and take a closer look. Labor Day weekend is always a deadly weekend. A Colorado man died in a boating accident last Saturday afternoon, Lake McConaughey State Recreation Area, Nebraska. A Colorado woman injured in that same accident. She fell off of a pontoon boat. He jumped in to rescue her. It was windy, 15 to 20 miles per hour, and he lost his life.
Hey, everybody, it's Colorado Buck. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, where in the world did he go?
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
Buffalo wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called buffalo wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com.
Do you love crappie? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the gazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world. My favorite, by the way. Plus native whitetails and turkey. And some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
The Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors are made in the USA, built by freedom-loving, hard-working, constitution-defending hunters, fishers, and shooters. If that's you, come on in the camp house. If not, you made a wrong turn somewhere.
DSC is at the forefront of support for true science-based conservation that makes life better for wild places, wild things, and future generations. Learn more about us at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors. Welcome to our campfire. Sure glad you're here. We're giving away a Dillon Manufacturing, top of the line, best that they make, hunting blind. It's a 6x6 octagon with bow and rifle windows. It sits on a 5-foot platform. It's top notch, I'm telling you. And we're throwing in a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. That is the world's finest archery shop, wild game processing. They've even got a giant event center where you can get married, have a birthday party, a private corporate party. This package is valued at over $6,000, and there are more details waiting on you right now for the Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. It's at kinderoutdoors.com. Go check it out. The late, great Ray Sasser, our camp house storyteller from years gone by, wrote about doves and rattlesnakes. And this time of year, as dove seasons open up, we always revisit that.
Here's a short story about rattlesnakes and why it's always a good idea to watch not only where you step, but also where you reach. This happened in 2007 when Al Whitchell had a very close and very lucky encounter with a big rattlesnake on opening day of dove season. Whitchell's been hunting in West Texas for over 40 years, and he's seen his fair share of diamondbacks. I know there are plenty of rattlesnakes around, and I know better than to reach my hand into cover where I can't see what's there, said Whitchell. On the afternoon of September the 2nd, 2007, Whitchell and several family members were hunting the edges of plowed field in Mitchell County. They'd gotten to the field about 3:45 on a warm, humid afternoon. Thunderheads were building in the east, and the doves were flying earlier than usual. Whitchell was hunting just down a fence line from his son Barry and his 5-year-old grandson Lane. It was Lane's first dove hunting trip, and one he will likely remember for a long time. The field was grown up in knee-high grass and weeds. Whitchell shot a dove that fell on bare ground. When he walked over to pick up his bird, another bird flew by, and the hunter shot that dove as well. The second bird was not hit hard. It fluttered down into a nearby tree line. When Whitchell walked over to look for the wounded dove, the bird managed to flutter out the opposite side of the trees, where he had no shot, then flutter weakly down under the base of a cedar tree. Walked up and I could see the bird sitting there under the branches of the tree, said Whitchell. The dove walked under the tree and moved into a more open area on the other side of the tree. I walked around the tree and spotted the dove lying dead right next to a low-lying cedar branch. The ground was clean and I thought I could see everything. When Whitchell reached for the dove, a rattlesnake nailed him on the hand. The rattler's fangs penetrated the hunter's ring and middle fingers, piercing completely through the skin. When Whitchell reacted by jerking his hand back, the snake couldn't let go. He jerked the snake at least 3 feet off the ground before it came loose from his hand. That snake was the same color as the ground, recalled the shaken hunter. I shot the snake, but I don't think I killed it. My hand was bleeding, and I had trouble getting another shell in my gun because of the blood. I yelled for Barry, and he came running. Whitchell's family loaded him in the vehicle and headed for the hospital in Colorado City. They packed his hand in ice to slow the movement of venom through his system. They called the local hospital to let them know that a snake bite victim was en route. By the time they reached Colorado City, Witzel's middle finger was swollen almost twice its normal size, from the fingertip to the middle knuckle. A doctor cleaned up Witzel's hand, then used a marker to mark the extent of swelling. Then the medical crew sat back and watched. After 6 hours and no additional swelling, Witzel's doctor declared him the luckiest man in West Texas. He had obviously received very little venom from the snake bite. One theory is that the snake struck the dove and injected venom into the dove, said Witzel. I was surprised when I walked around that cedar and saw the dove was dead. The bird had seemed lively just seconds before. Another theory is because the snake's fangs penetrated completely through my fingers, the venom was sprayed onto the ground. There was so much blood, the bleeding may have washed some of the venom out. There's also a chance that Witzel was a lucky recipient of what's called a dry bite, so named because the snake chooses not to inject venom. The only dry bites are defensive in nature, though Witzel's doctor said his was the first dry bite the doctor had seen in years. The whole experience didn't panic me like I thought it would, said Witzel. You can bet, though, that everyone in my family will be a lot more careful about picking up birds.
That gives me the willies every time I hear that story. Ray Sasser on Kinder Outdoors, our camp house storyteller. Calming Care, that's the name of that product that settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. I'll save $5 off your first order at kinderoutdoors.com. My good friend Wally Marshall is known as Mr. Crappie, but hey, buddy, you could be named Mr. 410.
I'm telling you, man, first bird you hollered over you, Waldo, and I went bam, and that dove just bit the dust. I'm talking about 410, 7.5 shots, shooting 2 3/4. You don't have much lead.
No, you don't have. You're not throwing a whole lot at them when you do that. But you've shot the little thing before. You know what it'll do. You're pretty handy with that 410. You know, we loved crappie fish all year. We love to be on the water. But opening day of dove season with friends is special, isn't it?
I hadn't missed opening day, Billy, since 1977. 78. You know, the opening day of dove season is the launch of Texas hunting. Dove hunting is fun for the whole family.
Yep, it really is. Get out and have a little fun. If you're a great shot, that's wonderful. If you're not, that's okay too. The national average out of 25 shells is 3 dead birds. So don't feel bad. Get out there and have fun. And we had a fun group of people out in the field. Leon Measure, legendary shooting instructor out there with us, hunting doves.
Oh, Leon is, he's the coolest. You know, it's shoot where you look. Yeah. You know, shoot where you look is .com. Leon Measures is unbelievable. He was out here yesterday shooting a BB gun and hitting BBs with a BB gun.
In the air.
In the air, yes, sir.
Yeah, he was throwing those BBs up. We were tossing those BBs up for him, and he was plinking them out of the air. He started with a quarter, and that just wasn't enough of a challenge, so then he started shooting BBs out of the air. And he can teach you to shoot better, too. You ought to check him out. Shootwhereyoulook.com. We'll be talking to Leon a little later in the show. Hey, fall weather is coming. That first cold front is not far away. When that cooler weather comes, and we get into that fall pattern a little bit, what are these crappie going to be doing? Where are we going to go looking for them?
It's going to be a lot easier to catch these crappie because in the wintertime they stage up and you can pattern them better and they will get in a little bit shallower water, but they would be large groups and you can spank them.
Right now, in the hot summertime, you're moving tree to tree to tree to tree to tree to tree to tree, picking up a fish here, two fish here, three fish there. But in the fall, when they start coming back together like that, you can pull up and tie to a boat arc out there on your favorite body of water if you have some structure in it like that, and you can stay on that hole for a while.
Yeah, you can probably catch a lot more fish, and what they're doing is they're really gorging up for the wintertime, you know, because the spawn's coming next spring, and so they start fattening up all winter long, and what they do through the winter months is they stay with the bait fish. Yeah. Folks, if you can keep bait fish on your depth finder, you will find the crappie.
Hey, so you shoot that dove with your little 410, you scratch him down, and then you start thinking about supper. What are you going to do with that dove, Brett?
Well, I'll tell you what, I like to do a favorite deal, Billy. I've been doing them from years. It's called the dove kebab. What I do is I take the dove fillets, I de-breast them, and they're like a little fillet, and marinate them overnight. And tomorrow, we're going to take a skewer, and we cut the bacon. We take like a pound of bacon, and you cut it crossways in one-inch squares. You put a piece of bacon on there. You put a piece of dove breast and more bacon, jalapeno, onion, mozzarella cheese, and you just keep repeating that till it's about 9 inches long, and you lay that little puppy on the grill, and it's on like Donkey Kong.
Hi, this is Kirk Bush, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hunting seasons are here, and that makes us happy at Kinder Outdoors. We've put together a prize package that you don't want to miss out on. We've teamed up with Dillon Manufacturing to give away a 6x6 bow rifle combo hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch with a $2,000 shopping spree. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Deck the blind with bows and arrows this fall with Dillon Hunting Blinds, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Kinder Outdoors. Oh. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Hey, get geared up for dove season at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters. From shotguns and rifles to ammo and accessories, they've got it all. Visit Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. For info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
You don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
Welcome back to Our Campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks a lot. Whether you catch us on a broadcast on one of our great stations across the U.S., Sirius XM, or a podcast, thank you. We really appreciate you spending some time with us. By the way, if you'd like a free download of the show each week, just contact your favorite podcast provider. They know about us. And let them know you want Kinder Outdoors. They'll send a free weekly download to your device. You listen at your own leisure. Well, we've all been out in the dove field enough to know now that we could use another lesson. And one of the guys that I've met in my life that I would trust with that teaching is a fella named Leon Measures. We're headed for Conroe, Texas right now because I've got Leon on that Kinder Outdoors trot line. He is a legendary shotgunner and shotgun instructor with a very effective teaching method, and I'm going to talk to him about that today. Leon, welcome back to the show. It has been way too long.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to have you with us, and I know by the time we finish talking today that everyone listening is going to be a better shotgunner. I don't care how good they are right now. They're going to be better after hearing what Leon Measures has to say. And it's so interesting how you first picked up shooting and shotgunning and how you became so proficient. It started way back in 1940 or so, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. I was 6 years old. Somebody gave me a BB gun that had a sight missing. And I took it to an old gentleman that normally fixed our toys. And he took the other side off, handed it back to me, and said, "You don't need sights on a BB gun." I assure you, at that point in my life, I didn't have many options. So I learned to shoot that sightless BB gun by watching the BB.
The older guys would, the grown men would ask you, "Hey, kid, how do you shoot that good?" And you'd just tell them, "You shoot where you look."
Yeah, that's it. Simple if you just shoot where you look. I earned the reputation of being one of the best wing shots in that part of Texas by the time I was 13. Because what I learned on that sightless BB gun transferred directly to a shotgun.
Yes, and since that time, you have developed your shoot where you look system for folks that want to shoot better, and so many people have benefited from this. Tens of thousands of people have benefited, even the Texas Department of Public Safety Academy down in Austin, the FBI SWAT team in New York, U.S. Air Marshals. A lot of people have studied under you through the years, and let's talk a little bit about your shoot where you look system, because I know a lot of folks are going to want to get their hands on a copy of it.
Well, the only thing we have to offer right now is an e-book. It's on Amazon and Nook and all the rest of them for the whopping price of $9.99.
That's a lot of knowledge for a little money.
It comes with directions, or instructions rather, of how you can take your safe, empty shotgun that a little book, get in front of a mirror, and master the two main important basics of good wing shooting. That is, you learn to mount the gun exactly the same way each and every time. And secondly, you learn to not stop the gun, excuse me, as the trigger's pulled. Because if that target's moving and the gun's sitting still, you're going to send that load of shot where the target used to be rather than where it's going to be.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. Let's talk about mounting that shotgun, Leon. For these folks that were out in the dove field over the past week or so and just didn't scratch down very many, I think the national average out of a box of shells is 3 doves or 2.5, something like that. So we could all use a lesson from the great Leon Measures. To properly mount a shotgun, what do we do?
All right, you take your shotgun, get in front of a mirror, preferably a full-length mirror, 12 to 15 feet from the muzzle, okay? And you look at your nose in the mirror. That becomes the target, okay? Now, you mount your shotgun up, and you'll notice that in order to get the butt of it, so you need the total butt of that gun on your shoulder to be able to manage recoil. That's the best way I can say it. If you got half of the butt of that gun sticking up above your shoulder, you double the amount of felt recoil. So the first thing you want to do is get that gun in that pocket at your shoulder with the whole butt on it. Then you point it at that nose in the mirror. You're not sighting down the gun. You're just looking at your nose. And you point the gun at it, okay? And then you very carefully and gingerly dismount your gun and watch your nose. If your nose doesn't move when you dismount the gun and then you mount it back, you have just learned how to put your body in position to receive the gun before you ever start.
That makes a lot of sense. Yep, that makes a lot of sense. Focus on the nose. And mount and dismount and practice, practice, practice.
But the main thing is the mount should be in this order. You mount it up, you push it away slightly, because you see, if you have a gun fitted today to where it's comfortable, it's going to be too short come duck season, because you're going to have on a lot more clothes than you did in 92-degree weather. So you push it away slightly, a couple of inches. You pull it back to your cheek and then your pocket at the shoulder, okay?
Yep.
And that little sweet spot on your cheek is what points that gun up, down, in, and out. This sounds real simple, but it's not, because you have to do away with a bunch of habits that you already have. But you push the gun away, get your body in position to receive it, push the gun away, pull it back to your cheek, and then your body, okay? If you do that 10 or 15 minutes twice a day, it'd take you about a week to get to where you don't have to reposition that gun.
The great Leon Measures is going to rejoin us in just a few minutes. I've got to go get a cup of coffee, but when we come back, he's going to talk to us more about proper shotgunning and just a couple of basic tips and exercises that if you'll follow through with these. I promise you, you're going to knock down more birds. If you get a chance today, take the kids to the dove field. It makes a lifelong impression, and they're going to have a blast, I promise you.
9 years old, have you been dove hunting before, Clara?
Yes.
And why do you like to come back and do it?
Because it's fun to be able to do something with my dad and my older brother.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And so what time did you have to get up this morning to get all the way down here dressed and fed and ready to go?
4:30.
Don't you normally get up about 4:30, though?
Mm-hmm. No way.
Well, you know, it's fun, though, when you're coming out to the dove field to get up that early. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
There you go. You know what? I believe with those pretty blue eyes that you could just stare a dove down out of the air. Have you ever tried that?
No.
You might give it a try, because you could knock them out with those eyes. What are you shooting over there? Is that a 20-gauge?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. It's 20-gauge. Is Dad helping you with your gun this morning?
Yes.
Okay. What has he told you about the gun?
Just really how to shoot it.
Yeah? How to be safe with it?
Yeah.
Did you see your daddy shooting at that dove right then?
Yes.
Do you see that dove still flying?
Probably.
Yeah, he flew off. You better go give your dad a little coaching, okay?
Okay.
Clara, have fun today.
Okay.
This is Olympic gold medalist Kim Rohde. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Okay, Billy, come on now. You can use another lesson.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word. csbiblechurch.org.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we welcome the millions of new gun owners across America, and we welcome you to join us in defense of your precious right to protect your family and property. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. You're always welcome around our campfire here. Thank you so much for carving out a little time for us. We appreciate that. I want to get back on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and pick up our visit with Leon Measures. The shotgunning seasons are opening up. Dove season is open in most places across the country. Ducks are open in some places, early teal. And we've all missed enough birds now that we could use a little refresher reminder, a little training from the master himself. Leon Measures, back we go to Conroe, Texas. Leon, thank you again for your time today. Is stopping the shotgun when you're trying to swing through a clay target, a duck, a dove, is that a major problem that you see a lot of people have? They stop the swing when they pull the trigger?
Well, I wouldn't call it a mistake. I would call it the fact that you do not understand that the shotgun and the rifle are two entirely different tools to do two entirely different jobs. And it's when you try to shoot that shotgun like a rifle, it won't work. See? Let me see if I can explain that, and I'll do something with you, okay?
Okay.
What was the first gun you ever shot, Billy?
Single shot 12 gauge Stevens.
No. Way for that.
Oh, yep, a Red Ryder BB gun.
And if you had it on the box, they didn't call it a BB gun. As a matter of fact, the Red Ryder, they called it a carbine, okay?
Yeah.
But any other that came along, it would have been an air rifle. Got it?
Correct, yep.
Okay. You got your air rifle, and some well-meaning individual said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to mount it up here, close that off eye, line that side up, front side, in the bottom of the back side, okay? And set your target right on top of it. And now you have that perfect sight picture, what do you do next? Did they tell you to hold the gun still or wiggle it?
To hold it still.
Okay. The psychologists tell us it only takes 3,000 times to do something in a repetitive motion in a short period of time for it to become habit or instinct, you see. You reckon you shot that BB gun and the pellet gun and the .22 rifle as many as 3,000 times?
I would say that is the very bare minimum. Yes, sir. I exceeded that.
All right. Now, here's what happened. See, first thing, some well-meaning individual told you to hold the gun still. And before you knew it, you were telling yourself to hold the gun still. So that when you got a crossing duck out there, when you touch that trigger, the gun stops like it hit a stump. And if you don't believe that, just get in front of the mirror, look at your nose, swing across it, and touch the trigger, and try to keep swinging. Because that you have to do it more than you've already done it in order to develop a new habit. And that is, don't stop the gun.
Mm-hmm. Old habits are hard to break, but that's where it needs to start. Folks can go to shootwhereyoulook.com and learn more about Leon and his system, and you can order the ebook, everything you need to do right there. Now, Leon, you once told me not to look at a dove when I want to shoot him, but to look at his eye or his beak or pick something out. That's maybe the best tip you ever gave me.
How much time we got?
All you need.
Okay. What I want you to do, you shoot right-handed or left?
Left.
You shoot left-handed?
I do.
Okay, that's okay. A lot of people do that. I want you to take your right hand, find you something across the room that's a very small object that you can clearly see. What would it be?
It's a dot on an axis deer pelt, a white spot.
No, no, you got too many white spots to look at. What about a light switch?
Okay, I can do that.
Can you see the toggle?
I see it.
Is it up or down?
It's up.
I want you to focus on it. Stick your right hand out and point your index finger at that toggle. Now, you're
okay.
Not shutting down your hand. You're just showing me the toggle over there on the wall.
Yep.
When you do that, tell me if your hand's out of focus.
It is doubled.
Has to be, unless you're an eagle. Turn your finger up towards the ceiling so you can see your fingernail. And now I want you to focus on your fingernail and tell me if the cuticle's clean, is it?
Yes, it is.
When you see that fingernail, what happens to everything beyond it?
It gets blurry.
It's kind of hard to shoot what you can't clearly see. So guess what happens if you ever see the front bead on a shotgun?
You focus on that bead and not what's behind it.
Okay.
That's a good lesson. So, and when you see that dove coming across there today, try to focus on his beak.
Now, here's the deal. This is a little thing I made up from when we was doing seminars. And it's a promise from you to you. It says that I will never again shoot at a dove, duck, goose, grouse, pheasant, quail, or a clay target. That'll take care of your misses, would it not?
It would take care of your misses, yes, if you just didn't shoot at those things.
But if you can't hit them if you don't shoot at them, I want you to say I will shoot at an eye, a beak, a foot, or an imaginary spot on a clay target. So if you got 12 doves out in front of you, or ducks, if you focus on one beak, the other 11 are out of focus, and you don't have to contend with them till you go to the next eye or foot. Okay?
It makes a lot of sense. Leon Measures, legendary shotgun trainer and shooter, and the program is called Shoot Where You Look. And Leon, it's everything everyone needs to know is at shootwhereyoulook.com, right?
Well, they need a word of caution first.
Okay.
Because it does not do away with that old nasty word practice. But see, everybody's heard that practice makes perfect, right?
Yes, sir.
No. Practice makes permanent. You practice the wrong stuff long enough, you may win a trophy, but it'll be for being consistently last. So be very careful what you practice.
That's excellent. Leon, always a pleasure to visit with you. I want to wish you and Frilly the very best.
Well, but when it gets back to not stopping the gun,
yeah.
If you wear a shock collar and give Robin the control, and she can straighten you up pretty quick.
That's exactly right. You take care of yourself. Good visiting with you, sir.
And we do have something exciting coming down the road, but we won't discuss that right now.
I agree. That is exciting, and it's hard for me to not let it out of the bag, Leon, but we'll be mum about what you have coming up. Leon Measures, I highly recommend you invest $10 in his shotgunning course and buy that ebook. We've got a link for you at kinderoutdoors.com. Coming up next hour here at Kinder Outdoors, Shane Mahoney, worldwide, he's been recognized as a top-notch wildlife biologist, conservationist, and researcher. And he has done some pretty incredible research that I want to share with you. We'll have Shane with us. We'll travel via the Kinder Outdoors trot line to his home in Newfoundland and visit with Shane Mahoney coming up. Also, with guys taking their retrievers out to the dove field with you and into the duck blind as we hunt these early season teal birds and early geese, thought it might be a real good time for a tune-up with the master himself, Tom Dockin, from his Oak Ridge Kennels in Northfield, Minnesota. Tom's going to join us in the next hour, talking about bad habits. And Master Chef John Bonnell is in the kitchen with an elk recipe that you want to be ready to jot down, or hey, just shoot him an email. He'll send you the recipe. He keeps no secrets. It's all coming up right here at Kinder Outdoors.
The fish came from our waters, the meat from our fields, the heritage and history from our hearts. Land your in camp with us at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
This is Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and we're doing a whale of a contest this fall. You can win it today. All you have to do is go to KinderOutdoors.com and register to win our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. We're giving away a $4,000 Dillon Manufacturing all one-piece molded fiberglass hunting blind. 6x6 octagon with bow and rifle windows. It sits on top of a 5-foot platform with ladder. It's even got a porch to make it really safe and secure. So, go register. Then, when you win your blind, you go over to Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, etc., and pick out $2,000 worth of hunting gear that you need. It's a heck of a deal. Deck the blind with bows and arrows, and you can enter right now at KinderOutdoors.com. Robin and I love our November trips to South Dakota to hunt pheasants. They are absolutely the pheasant capital of the world. Pheasant number's not out yet. They're always one of the latest to come out, state of South Dakota, but with everything that's going on around them in Minnesota, North Dakota, et cetera, it looks like it's going to be a bumper crop of pheasants this year. And there are some new rules in South Dakota. For the first time in the history of South Dakota pheasant hunting, pheasant hunters will be able to begin hunting pheasants at 10 a.m., 9 o'clock mountain time, for the entire pheasant season, including the resident-only season, which begins this year on Saturday, October 10th, just about a month away. Hunters will also have the opportunity to hunt ringnecks for a couple of extra weeks, as the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission has extended the season to January 31st, 2021. They considered raising the bag limit, but ultimately decided to retain the daily bag limit of 3 pheasants for the statewide season, but did vote to adopt an unrestricted harvest opportunity for those hunting on a private shooting preserve from September 1st through the end of statewide pheasant season. The Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife is hosting a series of mentored hunting workshops. These are designed for first-time hunters that are looking to learn how to safely and ethically harvest wild game. And there's a big interest in that these days after everything that's happened this year with COVID-19, grocery store shortages. Folks want to know how to put that deer in the freezer, those fish. These workshops will take place at Texas State Parks and Wildlife Management Areas throughout the state, and participants will have an opportunity to develop skills needed to be successful in the field and build a foundation for a hunting tradition. These workshops are followed by an actual mentored hunt on that area. This year, TPWD is offering mentored hunting workshops for feral hog at Abilene State Park. We keep a hog in our freezer all the time, a feral hog. I like to shoot one about 80 pounds. They are terrific on the dinner table. White-tailed deer hunts at Inks Lake State Park, an opportunity to learn waterfowl hunting at Purtis Creek State Park, among others. And new this year is the opportunity for families to learn the basics of camping while one member of the family also learns to hunt. It's a mentored hunting and camping family workshop. Want more info? Visit me at KinderOutdoors.com. Purina Pro Plan brings you this corner of the camp house. It is the absolute finest fuel that you can give your hard-working bird dog. Pro Plan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and Texas. The Arizona Game and Fish Department is now accepting applications for permit tags issued through the draw process for the 2021 spring turkey, javelina, bison, and bear hunts, and raptor capture. Already time to apply for spring 2021 in Arizona. KinderOutdoors.com will take you directly where you need to go. The deadline for the department to receive all applications is 11:59 p.m. Arizona time on Tuesday, October 13th. Got a month. Speaking of Arizona, a really cool story came in to me the other day. The Arizona Game and Fish Department recently received an alert from one of its solar-powered remote water sensors located in the Chocolate Mountains near Yuma. That indicated that a wildlife water catchment critical to wildlife survival had gone dry. The sensors, developed and installed by the U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, deliver timely remote notifications of significant water loss. Pretty cool, huh? When the alert came in, the Arizona Game and Fish Department took the big hike in the scorching heat, nearly 2 miles up steep terrain, and discovered not only the empty catchment, but 15 bighorn sheep standing nearby needing a drink. A broken pipe was responsible for the water shortage, so the team mitigated the problem by turning on a backup water system. Without real-time data from the electronic water measuring system, the failure would not have been found for weeks. That could have resulted in the death of those bighorn and other wildlife. Rain is very unpredictable in southwest Arizona, and this innovative approach is a really cool way to protect wildlife. Hey, no matter the age of your dog or the lifestyle, are they active or a couch potato? Even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain, there's a ProPlan formula specifically built for your dog. I promise. Visit an Atwoods Ranch and Home Store and pick out the ProPlan formula best suited for your dog.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things Buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds. Conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
From the quiet solace of winter ice in Rainy Lake, Minnesota, to the howling winds of the Western Peaks, the bass-laden Kissimmee Chain, and New Zealand's bountiful trout streams, we fight for all wildlife and wild places at DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome back to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. Mighty proud to have you here with us. And coming up a little later, some really incredible research that has to do directly with your hunting habits and what you do with that wild harvest. It's very encouraging research from one of the world's top wildlife researchers, Shane Mahoney in Newfoundland. His Conservation Visions is doing groundbreaking work studying what happens with our wild game after we field dress it, after we catch it. Who's consuming that food? How much food is that? What would it take financially in this world to replace that if the antis took away all hunting and fishing? It's groundbreaking research, and we're going to delve into some of it with Shane coming up in just a little while. Right now, though, I want to welcome back one of our Kinder Outdoors pros, and that is professional angler Gary Klein. Gary, fishing with Bassmaster, qualified for 30 Bassmaster Classics. He is also one of the founding fathers of Major League Fishing, and that huge monster of a success. Hey, Gary, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you here in the camp house with us. Let's talk a little bit about the changes. I guess a lot of people don't know, you're just as big a hunter as you are a fisherman. You're a well-rounded outdoorsman, and there have been a lot of changes in our hunting and fishing from the time when you and I were just kids.
It really has. I mean, God, just look at the game cams. I mean, you can literally set game cams up on your property around your stands and be in your office downtown Dallas and view what's taking place.
Yeah.
The technology has been, very overwhelming.
Absolutely, and let's talk for a minute about down imaging, side imaging, things that you would have never thought of 15 years ago.
Yeah, and you know, it's coming at us real fast, but the most important thing is for the angler to understand that information and understand how to use it, most important, how to relate to it, because again, all this equipment does not change the fact you have to tie a lure on the end of the line and make a cast to catch fish.
Exactly. Go to school. When you buy that new $2,500 piece of magic, it's going to work great. It's going to do its job, make sure that you can do your job.
But one thing that I will say, just in my short time of competitive angling, I have seen our reservoirs, our fisheries actually improve. I feel that today we have more fish, better quality fish. We also have a better educated angler base that fish form. I mean, I remember back in the early years, I'd roll in a community fish BASS tournament, go to the local gas station, and they would ask me, what kind of a boat is that? Because they'd never seen a boat like that, and they say, bass boat, do we have bass? And I knew I was in for a very special treat. I had the opportunity, and still do, to fish a lot of fisheries that were untouched. But today, God, man, you can catch a lot and you can catch big. So that's really, my hat's off to the fisheries across this country that really understand and invest back into the resource.
Yeah.
And bass, we're real fortunate in the bass fishing world, unlike trout. Trout is not a hardy fish. A bass, I can catch it, put it in a live well, drive around for 10 hours, take pictures, turn it loose, and somebody tomorrow is going to catch that same fish. The survival rate is just different. They're two different types of fish. So to form a competitive or a competition around catching at least a largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, spotted bass, is pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. And, along that same line of thinking, we can take that over to the conservation, the biology, the science that's gone into our wild turkeys are a great example, into our hunting. Elk, another great example, some comebacks of some birds and some critters there that were very low numbers, almost even extinct.
Well, exactly. My hunting buddy that I've known for about 30 years, growing up, he never remembers the deer population the way it is today. I mean, now you go from point A to point B and you see three or four, five, six animals.
Yeah.
He said you go for a year and never see a deer. So yeah, it's all due to the sportsman. I mean, we're the ones that are investing our money in conservation. We're the ones that are donating our time to try to help improve. So I think my hat's off to every outdoorsman that we have.
Gary, as a professional angler, how many fishing licenses have you held for different states all at the same time?
I don't know. That would just be a guess, Billy. I know I probably have three in my wallet right now, maybe four. I know I have Wisconsin, I have Minnesota, I have Texas, I have South Dakota,
yep.
And I'm fixing to go buy a Maryland license. I think I may have a Louisiana and a Mississippi in there also. But, again, I don't mind contributing because, again, the funds that are raised by the license fees that are collected by the local agencies, that's money that goes right back into the fisheries. That goes right back into the hunting aspect of it. So usually I buy an annual non-resident fishing license at every state that I compete in. At the end of the year, I probably spend $500 on fishing license.
Professional angler and my buddy, Gary Klein. If you were to visit Tom Dawkins Kennels there in Northfield, Minnesota, you'd see that he feeds his client dogs and his personal dogs Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. That's because, Tom, it's the best, right? And you can pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Let's step into the Kinder Kennels now and visit with Tom Dawkins a little bit. Tom, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Let's talk a little bit about bad habits. Doves, early ducks, geese. Maybe we're not paying as much attention to old Rover now as we did in the training field in the summer. And he can get away with some things and maybe form some bad habits, huh?
It is. And a lot of people don't, the hunting season's been over for quite a while. They didn't really write down or inventory the things that went wrong. We have a tendency to go like, that was the greatest season. My dog never did anything wrong. We never missed a duck. So that kind of stuff. But it does happen. Retrievers in general, if we're going to have to tune a dog back up after a season where a client's taken a dog and taking him out hunting, two things normally come to mind. The dog probably got into a breaking habit. Maybe he didn't break till you shot the gun. You go, oh, that's okay. I mean, he waited at least till I shot. But that's going to get worse. He's going to get to the point where when he sees ducks coming in, he's just going to bust out of the blind and try to go get them. So we always work on steady drills with the retrievers. And then we're going to work basic obedience. And you don't have to be out on 100 acres to do this. A lot of that's just yard work, reinforcing those things. And then when we come into that first duck hunt, I always suggest to people, if you've got a buddy with you, work the dog on the first couple of flocks, put your gun down, make sure the dog's doing his job right, let your buddy shoot, and then you're back in order. So it's paying attention to details, because you can have a dog that year after year it gets better and better, or you can have a dog year after year gets worse and worse. Most people, if they're working a retrieving dog, what they're going to do, go to the backyard, throw a dummy, have the dog sit and wait, and then send him for the retrieve. If you have a dog that's really anxious, and he's just right on the verge of just, I'm going to break, but he doesn't, I'll do a little drill where you can throw a dummy, throw another dummy, throw another dummy, throw another dummy, make the dog sit there, and just go pick him up yourself. And you go, well, isn't that the dog's job? But what happens is a dog that's super antsy, you do this drill for a little bit, And all of a sudden, he starts to relax. He goes, just because I've seen something fall doesn't mean I'm going to get to go. And it just kind of calms him down. And then, you know, if you have somebody who can help you out, you could, you know, incorporate the gun and shoot some, you know, shoot some blanks out and then do that same thing. And you'll just see a calming effect come over the dog over a period of time. And then send him for one, make him sit through that drill again. It's just mixing things up. But most people, when they work on steadiness, they don't have to work on retrieving. You're working on steadiness.
Right.
So that's the big difference.
Yeah, and you're building desire in that dog to go do his job.
Right. And, you know, some dogs, you're trying to build desire, and other ones, you're trying to curb it, you know, to work for you. And the ones that are breaking constantly, you normally have to curb it.
Good morning, folks. This is Omar Cotter with Luck of the Irish Guide Service. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hunting seasons are here, and that makes us happy at Kinder Outdoors. We've put together a prize package that you don't want to miss out on. We've teamed up with Dillon Manufacturing to give away a 6x6 bow rifle combo hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch with a $2,000 shopping spree. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Deck the blind with bows and arrows this fall with Dillon Hunting Blinds, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Kinder Outdoors.
Ooh.
Register now at kinderoutdoors.com.
Do you love crappie? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the gazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
Hey, get geared up for dove season at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters. From shotguns and rifles to ammo and accessories, they've got it all. Visit Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. For info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
KinderOutdoors.com. K-I-N-D-E-R, like kindergarten. KinderOutdoors.com. That's where you go to register for that $6,000 hunting package that we're giving away. Giving away a 6x6 Dillon Manufacturing Octagon hunting blind with bow and rifle windows. Sits on a 5-foot tower with a porch. Ladder with handrails. It's the best, absolute best primo hunting blind that they make at Dillon. Then a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery to go along with that. So get registered. Do it today, right now, at KinderOutdoors.com. You know, lots of places across the United States this time of year, you can listen and hear those old elk bugling. And hey, you heard that recently, Master Chef John Bonnell. Congratulations, you have taken an elk this fall. We're going to get in the kitchen with some dynamic, some super elk venison meat in just a couple of minutes. First of all, you shot this elk with a pistol. Congratulations.
I did. I've always wanted to do this. I've got a very accurate pistol. It's a Remington XP100 chambered in a 7mm bench rest, and I feel comfortable to hit out to 200 yards with it. So I've been trying for a long time to get within range and, you know, get a real good solid shot and put down an elk, and I got a pretty nice 5x6.
Man, that is so cool. That is very cool. How long was your shot?
A little over 100 yards, but, you know, to hear those things bugle back and forth, there's nothing like it. Elk hunters out there, they know. When you get out first thing in the morning, and you don't know what's going to happen, you throw out your first bugle, when you get that response, oh, man, it's on.
You know, the if you've never been elk hunting, the closest thing that I can compare that to is a spring turkey hunter when the toms are gobbling and you know you can hear those guys coming in and you're actually talking to an animal. Okay,
you can translate a 20-pound gobbler, the intensity, to an 800-pound elk. Oh man, it's just the coolest feeling there is.
It's especially cool when you're packing that rascal down out of the mountains, which you did. John, the next step, you take care of your meat and we head to the kitchen with it. What will you do with your elk meat?
You know, I'll do several things with the elk meat. Now the loins, the tenderloins, we ate some of that the very next day. I like to slice them thin, pound them down just a little bit, you know, to where you're not cooking a really thick piece of meat, because it's going to be a little on the tougher side. Any wild animal is going to tend to be a little tougher. I put a little bit of marinade on there, and I was, you know, at a mountain camp without a lot of ingredients. So I found a little bottle of Italian dressing, a little bit of red wine vinegar, and some salt and pepper, and we let it just marinate in that for about 2 hours. Pound it down to where it's pretty thin. I got a fire extremely hot. Kiss it on the outside. Don't go past medium rare.
And I think that's a problem with a lot of wild game. A lot of guys just cook it to death, right?
That's exactly right. The number one thing I can tell you about wild game is don't cook it too far. It will be tough and dry as soon as it gets to medium well. Medium rare, if you've got a thermometer, is 130 degrees internal. Don't go past it. You'll be in great shape.
There it is from the master chef himself, John Bonnell. And if you would like for John to cook it up to perfection for you, I recommend you visit Bonnell's, visit his restaurant. What's your address?
We're at 4259 Bryant Irvin Road. I'm on Bryant Irvin, just barely north of 20, right next to Country Day School.
That's Bonnell's Fine Texas Cuisine on the southwest side of Fort Worth, Texas. What a treat. Well, let's head for Newfoundland today. I want to talk to one of my friends there, one of my really smart friends, Shane Mahoney. Shane, always a pleasure to talk to you. Good to have you back.
Well, likewise, Billy. It's always great to be on your show. We always have a lot of fun when I'm on the show. So thank you very much for your interest in the Wild Harvest Initiative.
Yeah, the Wild Harvest Initiative. Explain that to folks that are not familiar, Shane. And while you're explaining, I want to tell folks that while Shane is explaining the Wild Harvest Initiative to us here, that you can take a look at his website, Conservation Visions. Take a look, and Shane, tell us this about this very important research that you've been doing.
Well, this is we've been working on this for a few years now, Billy, as you know, because you and I have talked about it a time or two previously. One of the things that we desperately need to know, I believe, in terms of trying to evaluate the importance of recreational harvesting of all kinds, including hunting and angling, is of course, what amount of food is generated by these kinds of activities. Wild foods are very important to huge numbers of people in Canada and the United States, whether one is looking at the national scale of things or whether one is looking at particular provinces or states or particular locales within those jurisdictions. And what I discovered, of course, a number of years ago when I looked at this question was, despite all our emphasis on food security and the number of people who are food stressed in both our countries, and despite the abundance of wildlife that we have and the strength of our hunting and angling traditions, no one had ever really attempted to sort of bring together the information and actually evaluate at a nearly continental level. We are not yet including Mexico, but we have Canada and the United States at this large scale to actually look at just how much food from all species that are harvested by hunting or by recreational angling, how much of that food is generated, and also the question, of course, of how much of that food is actually shared with other people. So the Wild Harvest Initiative has worked with 63 governmental jurisdictions over Canada and the United States for the last number of years. We have been able to do this work because of a fantastic array of partners stretching all the way from industry like Loophole, Sitka, Bass Pro, et cetera, all the way to family foundations like the Cabela's, to a wide group of NGOs, the Wild Sheep Foundation, Dallas Safari Club Foundation and Club, the Whitetails Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. And we have pulled together for the very first time, despite the North American model being over 100 years old, we have brought this information together. And our entire purpose is both to compile the amount of food, to give it an economic valuation so that policymakers and politicians can realize how important and valuable from both an economic and a food security, and also to look at questions like how much of this food is shared by the anglers and hunters with their families, with their colleagues, with their friends, with people who are disadvantaged in our communities and who need food. And also, we are going to move into a series of studies to look at what would it take to replace this. I don't have to tell you or anyone else in the hunting community in particular that these traditional lifestyle activities have come under a certain level of criticism over the years from certain portions of society, an understandable debate perhaps, but nevertheless one that needs to be empirically resolved. And so we are asking the question, if the billions of meals that are provided through these activities of recreational hunting and angling were to disappear for indifference or for legislative reasons or whatever the cause might be, what will be the cost to society to replace this food which is of such enormous scale and such enormous significance. And so that is what the Wild Harvest Initiative has been doing. We now have the largest database in the temperate world. We have the only reservoir of data that can tell you the total number of animals of all species harvested, the total number of amount of food that's generated from them. And now, of course, we are also beginning to launch surveys in our state partners. That's Florida, Texas, Nevada, Arizona, Alaska, and hopefully some others very soon. We are conducting sharing surveys to try and determine when a man or woman is successful in harvesting wild animals of any kind, birds, mammals, fish, etc., how many people in the community around them and in their own family actually benefit from this food.
Shane, I need to grab a cup of coffee. Sit tight. There's some really exciting news coming up from Shane Mahoney.
I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Come to Dallas February 11th through the 14th for DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and here are the numbers that you need to know. 1-877-820-BBKO. That is the phone number, 1-877-820-2256. And the website where you can register right now to win that Dillon hunting blind and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery. Hey, this is a package, total package, worth over $6,000, and you can win it just in time for Christmas. We call it Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, okay? So go register and win this thing. It's a celebration of a tough, tough year winding down. The hunting seasons and the optimism that they bring ramping up. It gives us a chance to smile in a year that, hey, there haven't been a lot of smiles. Courtesy of our friends at Dillon Manufacturing, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Kinder Outdoors. Register today at kinderoutdoors.com and do not miss this opportunity to like Kinder Outdoors on Facebook. Give us a like and share Kinder Outdoors on Facebook, and you're going to get bonus entry opportunities, okay? The more times your name is in the hat, the more opportunity you have to sit up on that tower blind and shoot a great big deer with your brand new bow from Cinnamon Creek, okay? So check it all out, kinderoutdoors.com. I want to resume my conversation now with Shane Mahoney, and I want to talk about some phenomenal numbers that you just received from Texas. You're studying all over the U.S. and Canada as part of your Wild Harvest Initiative, but share with us these incredible wild game sharing numbers that just came back in from Texas.
Well, I mean, Billy, when we started out with this, I made a sort of an a priori, a sort of off-the-hand prediction that we would find that the 40 million or 45 million or so hunters and anglers in Canada and the United States, that's the number that participate annually, that they would share their wild food with a minimum of maybe four other people, which would bring the total number, of course, to well over 200 million people out of the 360 million that we have in Canada and the United States who actually consume this wild food. Very important, obviously. And so you are right. We started the very first survey of its kind, which we plan in many other jurisdictions, was conducted in conjunction with, in partnership with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, who have been absolutely phenomenal, I wish to say, in this process from day one right through to the release of this press notice just yesterday. And we looked at the hunters in that state, sent obviously a large number of questionnaires. In fact, we sent it to about 45,000 people, guided by Texas Parks and Wildlife, of course. And from the results that we got, only a sample, of course, of people responded to that, but out of a very good sample that responded, we have compiled the figures of what is the rate of sharing, and this just refers to hunting, what is the rate of sharing by hunters in the state of Texas? And what our survey revealed was that an astounding percentage, 97.7% of hunters actually share their wild harvested meat. Now, our sharing includes, I must clarify, people in their own household and people outside of their household as well, colleagues, friends, other family members. But of that 5.8 million individuals who each year in the state of Texas, just for hunters, we haven't conducted the fishing survey yet, each year of that 5.8 million people whom the meat is shared with, 2.1 million of those individuals do reside in the hunter's households, whether the hunter is a man or a woman. You know, the average is 2.1 million people inside those households also consume that food, contributing, of course, to the food economies of those families. But in addition, more people, 3.7 million versus 2.1, 3.7 million people outside the households of the hunters were actually in receipt of and consumed this wild meat. So, in fact, when you look at it, hunters shared a staggering 42.9%, so almost 43% of all the meat from their hunts, hunters and Texas shared with people outside their immediate household. It's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, and both numbers are very important. Sharing inside the household, carrying on that tradition, preserves what we do for future generations. Sharing outside the home could bring someone in right now and show them that, you know what, this is really good. This is really healthy, and now I understand better what you do. I know my neighbors feel that way about me, Shane.
Sure they do. You're absolutely right. You hit the nail right on the head. And this is why we did this sharing survey, because we know enough already as hunters and anglers, but also anybody harvesting from the wild, berry pickers, mushroom pickers, when we take something from the wild, and we've talked about this before, we are driven to share it. We know this is true. As I said many times, you don't go to the grocery store and buy a roast of meat and give it to your neighbor. They think you were crazy. But you harvest a deer, you harvest an elk, you harvest a wild boar, you harvest ducks, you immediately share that food with other people. So we knew there was going to be sharing. But, of course, we had no idea of the scale of it. And the value of that sharing outside the household, as you rightfully point out, not only does it reach people who are often, you know, struggling to some extent in their lives, you know, through food banks and things of this nature, which is a phenomenal gesture and really important and of growing importance in our societies, unfortunately. But it also does reach those people who either are already supportive and really enjoy the meat, but for one reason or another don't hunt themselves. And it also reaches people who have never considered engaging in those activities. But when they taste that wild food, they begin to realize, I too can do this, or I can become friends with a hunter who does this and benefit in that way because he or she will share with me. And it is that cementing of the public support for hunting and for angling that will ultimately be what will save this part of our wild outdoors traditions.
Absolutely. And I know folks are going to want to stay up with, keep up to date with what's going on with the Wild Harvest Initiative. Is there a newsletter? Is there information online? Where can we learn more?
If they just come to my website, which is conservationvisions.com, and they just go to that, they will see all of the information that's being compiled on this study. There's a whole variety of reports, documents, films. We just released a small film on harvesting amidst the COVID circumstance that I think 2.3 million views. You know, there's massive interest in this, Billy, and thank you for helping expand that through your radio show. I know a lot of people listen to it, and we want as many people as possible to come together on this. We're looking for people to write little stories for our website, to contribute recipes. We want this to be a fun, energetic movement on behalf of wildlife and on behalf of the people who harvest wildlife and whom have been collectively over a very long period of time, absolutely central to the conservation of wildlife in Canada and the United States.
Shane, always a pleasure to you to visit with you. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Billy. Take care of yourself, and I look forward to our next face-to-face dialogue.
Hey, I do too, Shane, always. Hey, we're completely out of time. I do want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together. Hey, why don't you join me in church tomorrow? If you don't have a church home, or maybe your church isn't meeting because of COVID, join us online. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and you'll find the link. We simply study the Bible, non-denominational Bible church. We try to figure out what God says to us in His Word each week. That's it. Hey, I want to invite you right back to this old camp house next time around. And until then, may God bless you and your bunch.